The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus journeyed to a city called Nain, and his disciples and a large crowd accompanied him. As he drew near to the gate of the city, a man who had died was being carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. A large crowd from the city was with her. When the Lord saw her, he was moved with pity for her, and he said to her, "Do not weep." He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted, and he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." The dead man sat up and began to speak, and Jesus gave him to his mother. Fear seized them all, and they glorified God, exclaiming, "A great prophet has arisen in our midst, and God has visited his people." This report about him spread through the whole of Judea and in all the surrounding region. The Gospel of the Lord. And once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. Little story for you this morning. Once upon a time, a poor, ragged man washed ashore on a lonely beach, the sole survivor of a terrible shipwreck. And when he came to his senses and looked around and assessed his situation, realized that he was stranded alone on a small deserted island, he turned his attention to God in prayer and begged that God would send rescue to help him. Day after day, the man scanned the horizons for signs of a ship. Day after day, no rescue came. And as the days stretched into weeks and the weeks stretched into months, the man decided to build for himself a rickety little shack where he might take refuge from the wind and the rain and store his meager belongings. And one day, when he was coming back from gathering food, he gazed in horror to see that his little shack was engulfed in flames, and he fell to his knees in desperation and cried out to God. He says, "God, why are you doing this to me? Why have you abandoned me?" And he slumped to the ground in the deepest grief. And rummaging through the charred remains of what had once been his home, he looked up and saw, much to his surprise, a ship out there on the horizon. The ship was coming closer and closer until the landing craft arrived on the beach, and he turned to the men in the boat and said, "How did you find me?" And the men said, "We saw your smoke signal." When things are going badly, when it seems that they can't get any worse, when it seems that God has abandoned you, remember, God works all things to the good, even grief, such as the story of this poor widow here in our gospel. And in Jesus' time, there was nothing poorer than a widow. She could not own property, which meant she couldn't inherit. Her only hope was in her children, especially her sons, which makes this the poorest of all widows. She's at the funeral now for her only son, and there could not be anyone more destitute. She's now dependent upon relatives, or perhaps friends, or perhaps even strangers. She may have been tempted to think that God had abandoned her. She may have been tempted to give up hope. But Jesus saw her situation just as he sees ours and is moved with the deepest emotions. You might be interested to know the literal Greek here from this text. It actually says esplanknisthomai, which comes from the word splanknon, which means guts. Jesus was moved to pity right down to the core of his guts and did something that no rabbi or no Jew would ever do. He walked forward and touched the coffin. No rabbi would ever touch a coffin. Remember, it would make you ritually impure for 7 days. You could not have any contact with death or sickness. You couldn't touch a coffin or a tombstone or a dead body or anyone's flow of blood or any of these things. You couldn't bring that into God's presence. It would make you ritually impure. The last thing anyone would ever expect would be to see a rabbi touch a coffin, which is why they stopped in amazement, stopped the procession. But did Jesus become ritually impure? No. Because Jesus never touched death. The moment he touched that coffin, there was no death. There was only life. But notice, before he did so, turned to the poor woman and said, "Please don't grieve." Just like my little story of the castaway. God isn't finished yet. Now, does that mean God answers every prayer just the way you want? Does that mean God works a miracle every time you ask for it? Does that mean that God is a genie in a lamp who does your will? Of course not. Because if that were the case, then God's will would be no greater than your will, would it? And that's just exactly the point. God's will is always greater than our own will. Even when it seems that we've been the victims of evil, just please remember, out of every single evil, God draws a greater good, not some of the time, but all of the time. His choicest blessings are always for the poor. That we might have faith never to lose hope, let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Robert Bellarmine, pray for us.